Hello, everyone. Welcome. We are live. Amanda Grace here with you. Yep, it's August 26, 2024. So hello to everybody that is tuning in and jumping on the United States and around the world. Oh, I should start a clothing line. That's a comment. Well, thank you for that compliment. Thank you very much. Hello to those in West Virginia. Our neighbors in Buffalo, New York are here. Mississippi, Delaware, Connecticut. Those are our neighbors. Sydney, Australia. Hello to our friends across the world. Oklahoma City, Maryland, Ontario, Canada. Our neighbors in Canada. Chicago. We're praying for you in Chicago. I'll tell you that much. Michigan. We see quite a few Michigans. Florida. Big Sky, Montana. Oh, that must be beautiful. Beautiful. Belgium. Hello to our friends in Belgium, known for their chocolate and their fries. I hope I'm not insulting them, but that is very true. They are known for their chocolate and they are known for their Belgium fries. So hello to our friends in Europe tuning in as well. So welcome, welcome. We're going to open up in prayer as people jump on. Hello to our moderators and our Ark of Grace team. Thank you for helping us do what we do for the Lord. There's a lot to get into tonight. There's a lot to talk about. There's quite a bit unfolding that I want to kind of unpack with all of you. So let's open up in prayer. Hello, everyone jumping in. Hello, hello. And then we'll get into tonight. Father God, in the precious name of your son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, Lord, we come before you, Father God. We praise you. You are almighty God. You are high and lifted up far above every power, principality, and might. Father God, we give you all the glory, honor, and praise to your holy, precious name. Father, we humble ourselves before you this day, Lord. Father, asking that the pull of the flesh becomes less in our lives, so you, your will, your power become more in our lives. Lord, we acknowledge you sent your son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, to the earth, and the word became flesh and dwelt among us. He was the Passover lamb, the sacrifice for our sins. He willingly died at Calvary. He purchased us by the shedding of his own blood. He redeemed us. He reconciled us back to you, Lord. He made an open show and spectacle of the enemy before all of creation. He miraculously rose again in 3 days, Lord, ascended back into heaven, took his rightful victorious place at the right hand of the Father, where he rules and reigns forevermore. He is the King of kings, the Lord of lords. He is our advocate without ceasing before your throne. And we honor that before you this day. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we welcome your presence, the presence of Ruach Elohim, the Spirit of the living God, and the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit, Lord, to fill this place, Father. Lord, lead and guide us in your wisdom, counsel, might, power, and the reverential fear of the Lord. Lord, fill me and fill us with your wisdom, counsel, might, power, and the reverential fear of the Lord. By the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, by the Spirit of the one true living God, may only the truth and power of Almighty God with authority now come forth, Lord, in Jesus' name. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we take authority over and rebuke every plot, scheme, contract, assignment, harm, weaponry, blueprint, attack, strategy that the enemy, satanic agents, dark forces, unclean spirits, puppets and agents of the enemy and the like would attempt against this ministry, Lord, against the sanctuary, Father God, against what you have given us, Lord, Father, against tonight's broadcast, Father God. In the name of Jesus Christ, we command those attacks nullified, voided, disarmed, dismantled, canceled, destroyed, rendered powerless, their communication lines disrupted so they cannot carry out their plans, and it bound up and cast back to the dry places, pits, and areas you have designated for such, Lord, to be bound there in the name of Jesus Christ and not return nor have anything set in his place. Father, take all the glory for yourself. You are the potter, and most certainly just the clay. You are the author and finisher of our faith, Father God. Every breath we take is because of you. We are the dust of the earth, Father God, without your breath of life in us, Lord. Father, we just give you all the glory. Take it all for yourself. Let your name be glorified above all. Father God, go before us tonight in your truth. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hello to those jumping on. I always like to start and open up in prayer because I believe you have to put yourself in the right heart posture before uttering a word of prophecy, before any teaching. You have to humble yourself before the Lord. You have to put yourself in the right headspace, in the right heart posture. You have to acknowledge he is God. There is no other. We are far beneath him and that his son, Jesus Christ, died for our sins. That was a huge sacrifice our Father in heaven made for us. And I believe that when you're going to do something, going in that order, and also with praise and thanksgiving to God, puts you in the right heart posture. It puts you before the throne of God correctly. And I just think things go better that way, and we go forth in the Lord, and the Lord's Spirit moves. So that is why we do that. Okay, so we're going to jump right into this, but I just have two things to show first, a couple things. Okay, Craig at our church, he makes these beautiful birdhouses. It's called Birdhouse Brokerage. He made this for me for my birthday. It is absolutely precious. It's going to go in my office. This wood is from over a 100-year-old barn that he was able to get when they were going to tear down the barn. So he made me this beautiful little birdhouse. It is absolutely precious. And I'm very grateful to Craig for doing that. Him and his wife, Krista, they're such lovely people. And so let's see. Wood by Stew. Yes, I want this in front of my home. I want this mat in front of my home. We are covered. Psalm 91. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. And I wanted just to thank Andrew. He sent all sorts of Iraqi dinar and Vietnamese money. And I thank you, Andrew, for that. We have quite the collection now, thanks to you. So thank you very much, Andrew, for that. So I just wanted to thank those few people. Let me just get my hair ready and out of my face here, because once I take off running, that's going to be it. Okay. So we all saw what happened late last week. A Kennedy endorsed a Trump, endorsed a Republican. And we're going to get into the prophetic breakdown of this, because there were things 2 years ago that we were talking about with this. And also, I believe Prophet Kim Clement had prophesied something about this as well. But I had a vision last night, and I'm just going to share the vision as is. I'm going to pray into it, but this was the vision. I saw a crowd of people, and in that crowd, I was focused on a man. He was wearing sunglasses that had a camel brown looking rim to it with dark shades, so you could not see his eyes at all. He had black hair that was slicked back completely. He had a fuller looking face. He was white, and I believe he was wearing a navy or dark colored jacket. He appeared to be in his 50s. Now, one of the keys to this man was in a crowd, and I was focused in on him. The rest of the people were blurred, so I would see this man's face only. So I knew there was a crowd there, but the rest of their faces were blurred, so I would be focused in on this man's face. I'm praying about this because this man may be involved in a plot of some kind. The way he was concealed in the crowd, the way he was hiding, his eyes, what I saw. So I'm praying into that, but I just wanted to talk about that I did have that vision last night. Pray into that, because there's something going on for me to see something like that. Okay, we're going to go back to 2021, and we're going to work our way forward on what happened, because the unprecedented happened, and a Kennedy endorsed a Republican, and Robert Kennedy Jr. endorsed Donald Trump. He dropped out of the race. He gave quite an incredible speech. I was able to watch part of it, and he endorsed Trump. And we're going to get into the breakdown of what this means, because I have a pastor friend that said to me that he basically did to the Democratic Party what the Democratic Party did to Joe Biden. So you reap what you sow. And after they do all of that and pull the rug out and all this happens with Kamala, a Kennedy comes out and endorses a Trump. So, and like I said, the vision, I'm still praying into the vision, but there's something about this man. There is something about this man in the crowd that I was meant to focus on and pray about. So just pray about that. So April 2nd, 2021, and there's a word from the Lord too. So the Lord gave me a word about what has just transpired and what that means, spiritually speaking. And so we're going to get into that word from the Lord as well. So April 2nd, 2021, and I'll let you know when we get to the word. This is what it says. A burning bush, this you shall see, as past presidents' families now in this time are pressed. and family wealth burned for their crimes. For I, the Lord, have decreed it and sealed that judgment for the time of grace, for the wicked have thinned out, and one after the other shall fall down. Suddenly many shall drop to the floor and be no more, for I, the Lord, shall settle a score that goes back to a speech 47 years ago, our forefathers. And I believe that was the Gettysburg address that Abraham Lincoln delivered. And then he talks about this. Now, this was talking about what they just did to Biden. A worse fall for the ailing leader as a major capital problem arises that cannot be explained and soothsayed away. And a slip of the tongue shall expose their next moves, as cabinet members and VPs, vice presidents, already have their redecorating and reprogramming blueprints in hand, just waiting for the time to push capital. But instead, they all shall be pressed capitals by the Lord God Adonai and squeezed to the point of such scramble and panic that I, the Lord, shall cause. And the word case was there too, which means to look someone or something over carefully with a view to additional activity at a later time. And then he says, shall cause them to fall into their own pits, for their names are so marked on them and haughtiness is lulling them right to such. This is April 2021. I get this word about this. So basically, this is when they had made the plans, it appears, to put Kamala in. This is when these blueprints were being set. Okay. And then he says, now this is interesting. Goes on, April 2nd, 2021. There shall be a fall down the stairs as Joe and Jill have attempted to trample on my hill. And here shall be a tumbling down. And a lot capital shall go with. For I, the Lord, truly see the strings and the pharmakia ingested and injected to achieve a lucidity. And then he talks about taps being on the horizon as the sun sets on the Bidens. Eli and his wicked sons, the whole lot shall be purged by the hand of the Lord. However, the country needs to learn a grave lesson, says the Lord, and return unto me in holiness for this to turn, capital. For you are at the precipice. If you shall take the word, your sword, and speak it, and be bold and brave, capital, as I, the Lord your God, lead you in this parade. The charade shall be exposed. A strike to the head of social media giants shall be the wound that causes a fall heard round the world. Now, I think that's when Elon Musk bought X. That last line. Now, this is just what I think from looking at it. That is when Elon Musk bought X, because that was a strike to the social media giants around the world. Now, this whole thing, because we're setting this up here, has to do with past presidents' families, right? Including the Kennedy family. And it has to do with what they plotted against Joe Biden. Now, this is back April 2021. April 9th, 2022 is when I have the dream with Carolyn Bessette Kennedy in it that is staged in Martha's Vineyard. And this is what happened. I'm going to tell you, from April 9th, 2022, there was a room with much wood in it. And this is documented back 2 years, basically, on our social media that I did do that this was put out then. I'm just reading to you the transcript that is on our blog. So there was a room with much wood in it, and it was some kind of party. This also represents political parties who have gotten together and commingled. To my right was a very tall man, about 6'3". Okay. And I asked him and found out that he was potentially a pastor. Towards the back of the room, the crowd was clearing for a moment, and I saw Carolyn Bessette Kennedy sitting back there in the back of the room, shorter haircut, and was older looking, like maybe how she might look now. In the front of the room, to my left, was a special Christmas chair with red velvet and gold writing. I was told it was a Christmas chair, and everyone in the room was buzzing about a birth, but wanted to make this special announcement from this Christmas chair. You have one that went down at Martha's Vineyard. You have the other trying to rise up from there. So this dream was showing that a huge announcement was coming forth out of Massachusetts connected to the Kennedys. So that is what was said back then in the dream, that a huge announcement was coming forth, right? Because the Kennedys were located in Massachusetts, out of Massachusetts connected to the Kennedys. However, people from both parties are involved. Okay, so that's when this is said. The Kennedys. John F. Kennedy and Trump are connected. That speech is connected to what is happening now, and this year connects them both. So basically, John F. Kennedy gave a speech basically talking about how the globalism we were fighting, these dark powers that we were fighting, and he gave this speech not long before he was assassinated. The Lord had me connect that speech from John F. Kennedy and the Kennedys and Trump, and that's why I had said they're connected. And that speech was connected to what was happening and what was coming. Okay, that connects them both. And it says, and this year connects them both. Now, the birth of a child, they're going to present that they are holding back part of their plan. They're holding back part of their plan. This is in 2022. Back in 2022, it was 23 years ago, JFK Jr.'s plane went down. 2 years prior to 9/11. What went down at Martha's Vineyard and what is about to rise up? The Christmas chair, this is a seat to be filled, a seat that's going to be occupied. Somebody has to fill that seat. Someone in a very authoritative position. That seat they want to announce to replace whoever has lost that seat is somebody they want that's corruptible. That's what the birth represents. It's a breach birth. It's backwards. What they did with Joe Biden and Kamala was backwards. The chair was the only one of its kind in the room, trying to put someone in that seat that doesn't necessarily belong there. So that this is all written back in 2022. They're trying to put somebody in that seat that doesn't necessarily belong there. Look who is trying to do it. The people hanging out and partying at Martha's Vineyard. Now, what's interesting is Carolyn Bessette Kennedy was hiding in the back of the room, right? So she was sort of hiding while all of this was going on. And then I wrote that it was symbolic, that it's not going to turn out the way they think. And the pastor on the right, pastor is on the right and they are on the left. The right is the symbol of strength. Carolyn Bessette is a marker. They went down, somebody is rising up. The question is there a relationship between her and the one who went down, a relative that might be rising up to take a seat down the road? Whoever it is, and he's saying, too, that this person was going to succumb because the seat had to be filled. Somebody who has authority once they take that seat. Now, also written, whatever is going on behind the scenes and whatever went on behind the scenes to cause destruction to certain people meant to take office, the Lord thy God is not going to let this happen again. Conspiring to take down a man who was trying to lead the country. The chair is empty. Now, that reflects Kennedy and Trump. Okay, so that reflects John F. Kennedy and Donald Trump. The chair is empty because someone who is sitting in it is no longer in it. So this was back in 2022. The one who is to sit in this chair has nothing to do with them. So they may be conspiring, but God's hand is in this. So that was part of this dream, okay? And then it also says what went down in the past in Martha's Vineyard is going to rise back up, not in the natural, but to be a leader that God is called to be for such a time as this, because it's not God's will for them to perish. Listen to that again, because this has to do with Kennedy. What went down in the past in Martha's Vineyard? All right. The plane, right? John Kennedy Jr. is going to rise back up. And it says to be a leader that God has called to be for such a time as this. So not in the natural, but to be a leader that God is called to be for such a time as this, because it was not God's will for them to perish. So this is the dream I have back in 2022. So this is the dream. This dream, I believe, had to do with Robert Kennedy Jr., with what just happened, with what we just saw, what went down at Martha's Vineyard in this major announcement, coming from the Kennedy side. April 5th, 2023. That is when Robert Kennedy Jr. filed his candidacy, which made him the fourth member of his family to seek the presidency of the United States. And it was interesting because he's the fourth member to seek, and Trump's hearing happened to be at that point on December 4th. So he formally declares his candidacy for the White House, and he launches it where? At the where? Because it says it's going to come out of Massachusetts, the announcement, and it has to do with the Kennedys. He launched his campaign event at the Park Plaza Hotel in Boston on April 19th, 2023, okay? So this was the beginning of what the Lord was allowing in order for him to accomplish here. April 5th was the start of Passover. April 4th, Trump is arraigned. April 5th is the start of Passover. Kennedy files his candidacy the first day of Passover. What does Passover have to do with? He doesn't even realize the prophetic symbolism of him filing his candidacy probably when he did, but that was about getting the Jews out of the bondage of Egypt. And him filing his candidacy on the first day of Passover was about him getting him out of the bondage of the Egypt the Kennedys have created. So there is a prophetic reason he filed on Passover. Now, I had also said back on April 9th of 2022, we're going to go back to this for a minute, that April 27th was the date of JFK's speech, all right, that I had played on a broadcast before this one. So basically back in 2022. July 16th was the date JFK Jr.'s plane went down. Okay. December 4th is the date of Trump's court hearing. If you added 27, 16, and 4, you would get 47, which is the race that is being run currently. If you were to add the 27, 16, and April 5th, which is the day Kennedy decided to declare his candidacy, you would get number 48. And if something happens to Joe Biden, Kamala would become 47. This would be the 48th race. Okay? So you also have... Let me go down here for a minute. You add back then to George Magazine coming back into circulation, which is also interesting. So back years ago, you had George Magazine being resurrected of sorts and coming back into circulation. So you add this as well. Let's see what else I want to go to here. It was 1963 that President John F. Kennedy is assassinated. He's assassinated in Dallas, Texas. Now, I believe it was 5 years later, and we'll get to that, surrounding the Democratic Convention that Robert F. Kennedy Sr. is assassinated. And I'll get the date when we go down, but it was around that time. So, before we go to that, we're going to go to August 2nd, 2022. And this is what it says. And says the Lord of hosts, bait fish to catch a larger. Bait fish indeed have been thrown out for a catch. Oh, they are chumming the water, says the Lord. And I, the Lord God, as you, O leaders who have been stolen from, I, the Lord your God, will order your steps. I shall reveal the blueprint, but you must listen, capital, so you do not, capital, get caught in deep waters. That's capital. As the temptation is there, says the Lord of hosts, for there are those lurking in the deep seeking an occasion to take out entire family lines. Says the Lord of hosts. They are seeking an occasion to throw out their nets for a catch and pin the people down as they poke and prod them as cattle, says the Lord of hosts. Seeking an occasion to take out entire family lines. That just wasn't talking about the Trumps. Now, given what's happened, this is talking about the Kennedys too, which I find interesting. But given what's happened, this... Because it said family lines, not family lines. So it's multiple family lines the Lord was talking about in that word. April 24th, 2023, the hunter shall become the hunted. This includes those who hunted down JFK and JFK Jr., those family lines that participated in that. That was April 24th, 2023. April 28th, 2023, and we're going to get to the word in a moment here. And says the Spirit of the Lord this day, two names of two families, says the Lord, both attacked for their stances throughout the years, some laden with tragedy, two recognizable names of two families, says the Lord. However, does either fully cry out to me and have capitals, my agenda, my purpose in mind? A tug of war where the rope drop shall be cut in the middle, split down the middle, says the Lord. So when the rope drops, it means the tug of war is over. Okay, we'll go on. And says the Spirit of the Lord this day, this election cycle that is coming upon you shall be the most baffling, shocking, and head-scratching that has occurred. There shall be unexpected surfacings, and there shall be a parting of the parties. An independent shall rise who do not want to be chained to either the marching elephants or the backbiting donkey, says the Lord, beholden to neither side. There shall be a capital deep gap and split and civil war within one party. A gaping hole, says the Lord, including in a monument. What a spectacle, says the Lord. There shall be a parting of the parties, okay? Which is interesting because that means someone is walking away sometimes from a party they're loyal to, or the party is being split now. The party is actually being taken and being split. So it's interesting the things that are being said here. May 24th, 2023. I, the Lord thy God, am protecting Israel for this time, and what occurs shall turn things in the political arena more like a circus, says the Lord, and send the clowns and the jesters and those that snarl shall be whipped to a corner, says the Lord. Thus says the Lord, do not ask for a king in your nation. Ask me for the one appointed to lead, teetering on the edge of Saul's, plural, says the Lord, battling instead of David's facing Goliath, facing the Philistines, facing the pagan enemies that have blasphemed on altars in high places in your nation. Two unaltered rams, says the Lord. He's talking about two men, two unaltered rams, all capitals, must listen in this hour or they will tire themselves and the people out with more ramming than running the race, says the Lord. Two unaltered rams must listen in this hour. Must listen. I think that might have been talking about Trump and Kennedy, two unaltered rams, two men. That's what that's talking about, two men. Now, the Lord talks about Israel at the beginning, but then he goes into something else completely. He goes into another direction, and he talks about these two unaltered rams. These two unaltered rams very well might have been Trump and exactly, two alpha men. That's a good way to put it, Katie, two alpha men, because rams are alphas in a herd of sheep. Unaltered rams are mainly the alphas. So that's an interesting way of putting it. June 27, 2023, all capitals. For in this season, says the Lord, the hunters and the mercenaries shall be hunted, says the Lord. No matter what department attempts to shield and bury, I, the Lord, shall exhume and pursue. And a Joshua shall be raised up to pursue such, says the Lord. For they attempt to shut up the area like Jericho. However, I, the Lord, have determined it to fall. The pursuit shall lead to two falls in tandem within one family as they attempt a further cover-up. Dealings with another nation shall come forth. Uranium, plutonium, and petroleum shall all be tied to such. July 19th, 2023. And we're going to get into the word. I have a couple more. That 7 months will be unprecedented. So I believe this was talking about, this was a word that might have been talking about the point from around the time of Passover on the following year. I will double check that, but it says that 7 months will be unprecedented, shocking, a time where those who choose to do as Herod will fall, the Trojan horse will be caught and its hosts entrapped, a time of hard choices, deep necessary conflict for Israel, for their own protection, attempting to bind the people of the U.S. again, except, capital, they are using an old, dry, brittle rope that shall fall apart by the pressure the Lord thy God shall apply. The pressure shall break establishments, alliances. Those quarreling now and backbiting as sheep shall work together. This shall be. That's why I wanted to read you that word for those last two lines there. September 25th, 2023. And says the Spirit of the Lord this day, a witch is attempting to re-enter the White House. Now, this is way before this whole thing with Kamala's happened. A witch is attempting to re-enter the White House, says the Lord. Yes, in this time, that re-entry is being attempted, as it is not a White House at all, but a haunted house, says the Lord. As the halls have been filled with tormentors, sorcery, thieves, and jackals, it is a haunt, a taunt, and a byword, as it has become a symbol of weakness to other nations looking to get hooks in the coasts and the ports where resources lie. For there are nations of red that are entering a famine, says the Lord. The resources and food supply have thinned, and they have, in their desperation, attempted to do reconnaissance on such areas. And he says to watch Alaska too in this time. So that's interesting, because that was the Yom Kippur word. That was spoken on Yom Kippur 2023. May 6, 2024 is the most telling. It's the most telling of all the words. And this is what it says. It is one line within that word, but that line speaks volumes. It said, break the curse, O Kennedy. Come out from among them. Now is your chance, says the Lord. Break the curse, O Kennedy. He's talking to Robert Kennedy Jr. Come out from among them. Now is your chance, says the Lord. So this is May 6, 2024, right? June, July, August. So 3 months later, after this word is given, he drops out of the race and endorses Trump. The Lord is saying, come out from among them. You see, this ties back to when April 5th, he applies and declares his candidacy for president. So April 5th, 2023, he applies and declares his candidacy the first day of Passover. What did the Jews have to do? Come out from among Egypt, break the curse, and come out from among Egypt and be set free. So he does that the first day of Passover, not even realizing. And then you go to May 6, 2024, and the Lord says, break the curse, O Kennedy. Come out from among them. Now is your chance, says the Lord. And I know he's talking about Robert Kennedy Jr. because of what happened. Because he was the one in the race. And when this word was given, it had to do with what was happening with the nation, with the elections and things of that nature. Now, if you remember, and I'm just going to bring this up because I find this very strange that this happened. The last season of The West Wing, if you remember that show, The West Wing, right? The last season, now it's kind of switched in our case, but still the same premise. The last season, you have Matthew Santos, who's a Democrat, asking a Republican, Arnold Vinnick, to be his Secretary of State. So it was that two parties coming together and being appointed in a high position in the administration of the opposing party, right? So the last season of The West Wing, you see on a campaign and in an administration, a Republican, a Democrat and a Republican come together, right? And be appointed to high office in that administration. That was the last season of The West Wing, except they got it backwards. Because this we see a Republican candidate with a Democrat now, a moderate Democrat coming on board. So I thought I'd point that out to you because if you people remember the last few episodes of The West Wing, this is what went on. And I think it's very profound given what we see happening. And I thought I would just briefly mention that. Now, in scripture, David made an alliance with one king only that wasn't like him. He made an alliance with Hiram, the king of the Phoenicians. Hiram in Hebrew means brother of the exalted. And he was the king. There was a Hiram also king of Tyre during David and his son Solomon's reign. But it is in 1 Chronicles 14:1. Now Hiram, king of Tyre, sent messengers to David with cedar timbers, masons, and carpenters to build a house for him. And David understood that the Lord had established and confirmed him as king over Israel, for his kingdom was highly exalted for the sake of his people Israel. So King Hiram and King David become lifelong friends and allies. So King Hiram was not a Jew. I don't believe he was a Jew. He wasn't part of the nation of Israel. Yet David, that was the only king he made an alliance with Hiram. And they came together and worked together to build what? David's house. What is Trump going for right now? The White House. So what is Robert Kennedy coming on board to do? To build and help build the White House administration and establishment, right, of President Trump. So I just wanted to show you that in scripture, there is one instance where David does something like this. And I just wanted to point that out to you. Now we're going to get into the word. Here's the word that has to do with what we just saw happen. Now, I gave you back 3 years, you know, leading up to this. 3 years leading up to this of things that have been said, all glory be to God. However, here's the word. The Lord is going to break a generational curse that has been upon the Kennedy family back past 70 years, and he is going to do it through Robert Kennedy Jr. He is breaking ranks because the Lord has chosen him, and he and his wife are on the potter's wheel, and their heart conditions will change as the Lord works on them, convicts them, and molds them. The Lord is ripping the Kennedy family down to the studs and exposing all the ugliness, all capital, of it. His name may be Kennedy. However, the Lord sees something in him that is different from the rest of his family. The Lord has called and separated them out. However, to use him the way the Lord desires to, the Lord is going to mold him, change him, make him a new creation in Christ, because this is the season that the Lord is dealing with what happened in Massachusetts in Martha's Vineyard, going back to the roots, the source, the deals made with devils and those in the government. The Lord is dealing with what went down in Martha's Vineyard and causing a voice to rise back up that is meant to neutralize plans made at Martha's Vineyard. The Lord has fashioned their own weapon against them. There has been a wrench thrown in the plans of the corrupt, and etched on that wrench is the name Robert Kennedy Jr. It goes on. Robert means bright or fame. Kennedy means helmet-headed or helmet chief. Okay? So you get a bright chief with a helmet or a bright ruler covered with armor. Right? Ephesians 6:11, put on the full armor of God so that you may be able to stand up against all the schemes and the strategies and the deceits of the devil, which it was 6:11 when they attempted to assassinate President Trump. And it goes on, this word about Kennedy, because he is chosen for this work, and because he is chosen, he must be protected, because plans were already in the works to do to him what was done to his father. His father was assassinated surrounding the Democratic Convention of 1968. 56 years later, his son, Robert Kennedy Jr., comes out from among them and does what is shocking surrounding the Democratic Convention, endorses a Republican. This is how this cycle is going to break if Robert fully submits to the Lord in this season. because the Lord is doing the unprecedented in this time. Maneuvers never thought possible until now. Another Kennedy is going to come out from among them as well. This is the beginning of the Exodus and the generational curse being broken. And that yoke that the Kennedy family put on Robert, the Lord is breaking and putting a new yoke upon him, a yoke of truth, to be a champion, a yoke of surrender and humility, a yoke that is meant to steer him away from his past and blood that was shed, for he shall understand how precious life is to me, says the Lord. He shall, capital, in this time know me, capital, more than he ever has, for I have called out his name through the darkness, the noise, the tumult. I have called him, for I, the Lord, have found favor with him. He is a work in progress. But all those who come to me are, says the Lord. All his generations sacrificed for adulterated power, the greed for a name. Oh, says the Lord, I am making a name out of the name Kennedy. And it is the antithesis of what the family has stood for, says the Lord. I am using their own name against their own party, says the Lord. For you trifle and interfere to keep your name, you shall now be a stumbling block to your party. For you trifle and interfere to keep your name. And he says, your name shall now be a stumbling block to your party. For you have taken that name Kennedy and done egregious acts, says the Lord. And in this season of rectification and realignment, I am rectifying the debts, the destruction, says the Lord. And I have called one of your own out of Egypt to do such. And now he is the catalyst for the Exodus, capital, says the Lord. An exodus from such a party ideologies. I shall bring him into focus, and he shall see more and more what I, the Lord, see, and he shall feel my heart for life, says the Lord. The attempts shall fail, says the Lord. They shall fail, for he has now stained the Democratic Party and put a tear in their cover meant to hide the stench and the refuse and the horror of what they truly have done with those who have stained themselves purple. That tear shall become a gaping hole, says the Lord, for I have spoken it forth this day, and so it shall be accomplished in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. I got all heated up speaking that. Praise the Lord, because this man has found favor with God. And no, he's not perfect, and there are things he stands for that the Lord is going to work on him with and change his heart. But this man has been called out from Egypt. He's been called out from the Kennedy family. He has been chosen and set apart. And this is why this is happening, because that generational curse has to break. And since his father was assassinated surrounding the Democratic National Convention, for the Lord to redeem that, he took his son, he raised him up, and he had him come out from among them right after the Democratic National Convention in Chicago. Because the year his father was assassinated, the Democratic National Convention was in Chicago. This year, it was in Chicago. So the Lord took what happened there, because he works all things together for good, not that all things are good. And he took that man and he brought a yoke of conviction upon him and compelled him, surrounding the Democratic National Convention in Chicago, to redeem what happened back then, to drop out of that race and to endorse a Republican and to endorse Trump and to come together, two unaltered rams, two titans coming together to come out from among his family. And now the Lord is taking the name Kennedy and has fashioned it as a weapon against the Democratic Party. And this is the genius of God, and this is the brilliance of his omnipotence, and this is how the Lord redeems what we think is unredeemable. This is how he does it. He redeems what we think is unredeemable. And he's doing it, and we're watching him do it. And that man was compelled by God. In fact, he had said he had prayed that God would use him Well, the Lord is going to use him, and the Lord is going to use him to break that curse and break that yoke that the Kennedy family has had upon it for decades. The Lord is going to use him. And this is the beginning of the Exodus. And this is the Lord redeeming what happened with his father near the Democratic Convention in Chicago in 1968. The Lord is taking it and he's redeeming it now, and we are watching it happen. And I'm going to tell you, keep watch right now about this, because every assailant has had three names. The assailants that have tried to assassinate or have assassinated have three names. Robert Kennedy Sr., it was Siron Bishara Siron. Donald Trump, it was Thomas Matthew Crooks, or so they say. Abraham Lincoln, John Wilkes Booth. John F. Kennedy's supposed assailant, Lee Harvey Oswald. If you notice, they all have three names. There is a reason for that. So the media can put that out, and that's what'll stick in your mind. And you'll never ask any other questions. There's a reason it's three. Matthew 19:29, and everyone who has left houses or brothers or sisters or father or mother or children or farms for my name's sake will receive many times as much and will inherit eternal life. But many who are first in this world will be last in this world, and the last first. Mark 10:29-31. Jesus said, I assure you and most solemnly say to you, there is no one who has given up a house or brothers or sisters or mother or father or children or farms for my sake and for the gospel's sake, who will not receive 100 times as much now in the present age. Houses and brothers and sisters and mothers and children and farms, along with persecutions, and in the age to come, eternal life. But many who are first will be last, and the last will be first. So, if you have to give up a house or brother or sister or mother or father or children or farms for the name's sake of the Lord, for the gospel's sake, he says, who will not receive 100 times for that in the present age? So Kennedy, Robert Kennedy, whatever you have to give up right now, as far as family, the Lord is going to give you back. The Lord will give you back 100 times in the present age, and eternal life in the time to come. Do not take it as a horrible loss. Take it as a sacrifice unto the Lord to be used as a fashioned instrument in his hand in this time, in this season, in an unprecedented way, because God must redeem that family line. This is a time of redemption right now, and the redeeming of family lines that were set for destruction, family lines that were set to continue their generational curses. This is a time of redemption of that right now. We are in that time. The line of the United States of America, it needs to be a time of redemption. And the Lord is putting a yoke of conviction upon those you would have never thought would come out from among them right now. But he is. And that's why Robert Kennedy Jr. filed his candidacy on Passover. Because the Lord had set him from day one to come out from among them for that kind of exodus. And to be set up right now to endorse a Republican. Two of the most recognizable family names coming together. Because you know why? Through God, all things are possible. Through God, all things are possible. And we are watching that take place. And that dream back in Martha's Vineyard was pointing right at this happening. Along with the Kennedy come out from among them. Now is your chance. All of these that I was reading to you was setting up for what happened with Joe Biden, the leader swap, Kamala going in, and then an unprecedented move being made. That the hand of God is in. The hand of pray for that man right now and his wife, because the Lord has chosen them. And they may not totally line up with all the values in the conservative party, but God can use anybody he wants to use. and he has chosen them. And pray, because they are on the potter's wheel and they're getting molded. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. I got all heated with that. I bet you someone else has something to say about this. Andrew Sorcini is with us for about 10 minutes or so. We're bringing him on because I bet you he's got something to say about this with what we have just seen unfold. And so he had time to come on tonight. So we're going to bring him on now.
Hi, how are you?
How are you?
Good, good. I loved listening to what you had to say, and it's definitely something that you wouldn't expect to normally happen for a Democrat to endorse a Republican like this. But I think he realizes the urgency that we as a country are really seeing and feeling. Like, this is the most important election we've ever seen.
The Lord has convicted him, I believe, put a very, very serious yoke of conviction upon Kennedy and chosen him to be set apart from the rest of his family and to begin to break that generational curse. So it's just amazing to watch when these things happen. I don't know if you've seen any movement from this in any areas, because this was enormous.
Well, what this really feels like is I haven't noticed anything only for that. It's just the election in general.
Yeah.
It's like when you're looking up at a volcano and you see it on the news and you know it's getting ready to erupt, you just don't know exactly which day. It feels like that, except for with the election, we do know which day. And it's just so important, the outcome of this election. And I feel like everyone's just holding their breath and trying to protect themselves and be as prepared as possible.
So how have you seen the markets and the price of gold and the price of silver react to basically what's happened over the past 2 months?
Oh, it's the last 2 months have had an incredible impact on precious metals. But really the last 3 weeks, I mean, it seems like a little bit after Biden dropped out and Kamala became the Democratic nominee, that's when people realized, like, what's going on here really is important. And our phones have just been ringing off the hook. So for anyone out there that has reached out and not received a call, I've seen some of the Amanda Grace listeners say second request, and they fill out the form again. And I love that, because I put them right at the top of the queue and I make sure that they get called right away. And but the whole world has been stockpiling, or the central banks have been stockpiling gold.
Yeah.
And they've been doing it this year so much that it's driven.
Now, why? Here's the question, Andrew. Why are they stockpiling? Because everybody's hear this. The banks are stockpiling gold. And the more these things happen that we see happening in the political arena, it seems the more frantic the bank gets. So why is this happening, Andrew?
It's happening because the dollar as we know it, the currency and the way that we pay for things is changing. The dollar really is going away. And it's not that everybody else is going to have currency. They're losing their currency too. So we are going to go to some digital payment system. It's already been tested. It's already in place. Banks are transferring funds back and forth to each other using this. And it's going to be some sort of digital currency that's gold backed. And so, like, why would you not want to have gold right now when this is happening? And some of the big firms out there right now are saying that gold's going to hit $3,000 an ounce. Wall Street Journal's saying it. Goldman Sachs is saying it. Citibank is saying it. And really, we're sitting over $2,500 an ounce. Do you know that it was $1,700 to $1,800 at this time last year?
Yeah,
can you believe that?
That's wild. And what's silver at right now?
Silver's actually at $30.
Wow. And we have Andrew's information down there, and we do have the Cyrus coin with him.
And the Cyrus coin has just been so, so popular. We have people reach out like every single day about it, all day long, seriously. So it is not too late for you to get into silver. Silver actually has a lot of room to run up. One thing that some of the Ark of Grace listeners are texting me about or emailing about is they say, you talk about gold so much, but does that mean that silver is not good? And I always say that what's good for gold is great for silver. And really, like, I received an email from someone today that said, I feel like gold is outperforming silver. Should I exchange some of my gold for silver? And I called her and I said that actually silver's up more this year than gold is percentage-wise. It is. But silver doesn't get the credit that gold gets. And we're okay with that because that gives us time to keep stacking it.
And you can use silver as tender. I mean, silver is a lot easier in the denomination that's given, and not that gold can't be, but it can be used as tender. People will accept it.
Yeah. And Samsung last week announced that they have this battery that's going to help with these electric vehicles. That's just, it's made of solid silver. Like it's so silver is going to be continue to be used as a conductor for really most of the things that contain or that work by electricity. And that's a whole lot of silver. If you figure that we're by 2030, we're going to be going to electric and they won't be making gas cars anymore. So really, this is the early stages. You want to get as much silver as you can.
Mm-hmm. Well, that if you can, yes, absolutely. I agree with that. If you can go in with relatives, it's always, it's wisdom to have things on hand, you know, extra food, water, supplies, you have precious metals, you have, so it's always wisdom to have some on hand if you can, because if things happen, you can help others too. It's not just about stockpiling it for yourself. It's about, you can help others. You can help your family, you know, if a situation happens. And so it's there for that reason. And so basically it's using wisdom to do things like that. And given what we've seen happen, even since July, I think it's probably affected the price also, you know, what happened when they attempted what they did on Trump, you know, what they did with Joe Biden, yanking the rug out from under him, what happened in this election cycle appears to be driving precious metals up, right? But it also appears to be affecting parts of the stock market. And maybe not in the best way, some of it. You know, I'm not saying all of it, but I'm saying maybe not in the best way, some of it.
Yeah, it's like today the Dow Jones actually closed at an all-time high.
Yeah.
And I remember like I worked on part-time for a company that Investor's Business Daily newspaper. This is back 25 years ago. And that was the first time that the Dow had crossed 10,000 points. And now it's at like 41,000. It's unbelievable that it's that high. And really, that is the definition of a bubble. It's the bubbles do burst from time to time every few years. And that cycle's coming. It probably happened right around the time when Biden leaves office. So I would be ready for that and try to protect what you have.
Another time to watch for, I would say, on the calendar is, I know it's 4 years ahead, but 2028, Andrew, because that is not only our next election year, that's the next Shemitah year on the Jewish calendar. And the 2008 banking crisis that happened worldwide happened on a Shemitah year.
Wow.
So that's something for you to mark, Andrew. 2028, because it's an election year in the U.S. and it's a Shemitah year, which is like, you know, the fact that that's happening the same year. I don't know if we've seen it fall on the same year since 2008. 2008 was an election year and it was a Shemitah year. 20 years later in 2028, we're going to see that cycle again.
I believe it. It really is. There's so much riding on this election. The last 3 weeks have been the busiest that we've been in since, I would say, 2021, around summertime 2021. And if you look at what was happening at that time, that was about 6 months into Biden's presidential, of him being president. And here, the last 3 weeks have been super busy with people really feeling scared and wanting to protect what they have. And that's all right after them pulling the rug out from under Biden. So it's really, people are worried that that there is a chance that we could end up with the wrong president. And it's not just that. I mean, it is the central banks buying up gold, de-dollarizing the entire globe. The U.S. dollar doesn't carry the weight that it used to in other countries. In fact, they don't care about it at all anymore.
Well, they're trying to tank that in the election, basically, Andrew. I mean, that's what they're trying to do. Other nations, they're trying to tank the election and they're trying to tank the dollar as well. And I think that's no coincidence that's lining up that way. I don't think that's a coincidence.
It's not. It's definitely not. And we've got two big wars going on right now
yes.
in the world. there's just so many reasons to own precious metals right now. And people should know that that when you do call us and when we do help you obtain gold and silver, that we also buy it back. So we have a lot of people actually this year that have been clients now for years that are actually selling it back. So that's how I know that the economy is actually turning, because some people are selling back a few pieces or just a little bit at a time. You know, people are struggling out there right now as well. So it's protect what you have, because the banks.
And you can buy back the Cyrus coins, or just like any other coin, right?
Oh yeah. Yeah. Yes. It's we'll take those back all day long. It's the Cyrus coins are so incredibly popular, and it's probably the most beautiful coin that we've ever helped produce.
Well, praise the Lord. I'll tell you something interestingly prophetic about this too, is when this was to be done, right? Cyrus, yes, is our German shepherd at the sanctuary, but he was also a king that the Lord moved the heart of, right, to rebuild the temple. And Isaiah talks about that. But the other side of the Cyrus coin is the ark, right? The covering that from destruction. So Noah and his family entered the ark with the animals, and ark in Hebrew is tabah, and that was their covering that God had put over them to save them from destruction, right? So you have Cyrus and you have a covering over him. Right? So when you put those two together and you see what happened in that assassination attempt in July, right? Mm-hmm. Cyrus was covered by the tabah, the ark of covering God had put over him to keep him from harm. Isn't that interesting?
It is.
When you look at both sides of the coin, and this coin came out way before that happened, and we see what happened, it's actually quite prophetic the way the coin is designed.
It is. It's beautiful. And we have people that are don't know about Ark of Grace that have been buying those coins too.
And then Andrew tells them and they watch.
Yep. It's been happening a lot. It's because people are out there looking for different places where they can get the real news, what's really happening out there, because you definitely can't see it on television. I've never seen anything about BRICS on any American news show, not once. It's only through like podcasts where Tucker Carlson or you or people that are part of the Reawaken tour or Joe Rogan, but never on regular TV. So it's so many people are being driven to get their news on shows like this, which is really great.
Well, praise the Lord, you know, because we have to be really under the covering of God and aligned with him and in his word and trusting him through this. And it's using wisdom to plan. Hey, when I did not, when I was living constantly paycheck to paycheck, I would listen to things like this to gain wisdom. Because if you don't have the wisdom, God can't give it to you to steward. And I would listen to things about finance, right? Commodities, gold and silver, to gain the wisdom. Because if I didn't have the wisdom, how was God going to give me anything to steward? So I would gain the wisdom and listen, because that was preparing me for what God was going to give me to steward. So if you're listening to this and you think, well, why am I listening to this? I may not have the money right now to get it. Maybe God is trying to give you the wisdom and prepare you, because he's going to give you more to steward and he wants you to be ready to steward it.
It's true. And people should really know that it is okay to give us a call or to fill out the online form and ask us to contact you. It's okay for you to be able to gain the education necessary so that when you are ready, that you can make an educated decision. It's so important.
Thank you, Andrew.
And yeah, and a lot of these other companies out there, there's some good ones and some bad ones, but you don't want to have somebody high pressure you into making a decision now when you're not ready to. So it's okay to take a step back, pray about it, talk with your family about it, and you know, sleep on it, and then gain the comfort level so that when you do make the decision that you don't second guess yourself. And it's important to do that.
Exactly. And we have Andrew's information here. We have his phone number. We have his email. You can go to bh-pm.com, where he's also in arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners. And you can fill out their form online as well. So there's many ways that you can reach Andrew. You can talk to him. His salespeople not only are very knowledgeable, his team, but like he said, they will answer your questions. They don't mind answering your questions if you fill out a form. If you just have questions, they don't mind taking the time to answer your questions. And that's something I very much like, Andrew, that you're willing to do that.
Absolutely. And just, I just want to remind people that if you do send an email, which I love the emails that the Arc of Grace followers do send, please include your phone number, because that way there's no delay on us getting back with you.
Amen.
And then my cell phone number is there. It's the one with the 310, with the 310. I rarely can answer that because I might be on a show like this, or I let it go to voicemail and I pick them up later. But a text is really great too, because then I can copy and paste what it is that you're looking to accomplish and get you to a specialist here at our company that might specialize in that. So if you're looking to roll over a 401k or an IRA, or at least understand how it works, you can put that in the text and I'll copy and paste that to our retirement account team. And the toll-free number is fine too. You can leave a message there as well.
Well, Andrew, thank you. And thank you for coming on.
Yep. Thank you. And I hope to be back soon. I know that I will. Mm-hmm. And it's great to be part of all of this and be able to help people out there.
Well, thank you, Andrew. God bless you.
Yep. Thank you.
And once again, you can contact Andrew. We have the information on the screen. You can contact him and his team. They will be more than happy to help you in any way they can, including answering your questions. And that's why I like bringing Andrew on, because Andrew will gladly answer your questions and he will do it in a way where you feel comfortable. So basically, that is something I like very much. And we also like to be a blessing right now to businesses out there as well, of believers in the environment we are in the temperature of, in a way, persecution that we're in. We all got to help each other out. So we like being a blessing to the businesses and to the people that love the Lord that come on Ark of Grace. And so we just like to share that with all of you. So that's why Andrew comes on. Okay, everyone, this is where we're going to end for tonight. We're probably going to end up this week doing a part two on this, on what's happening and on Kennedy and what else is going on, because it seems something new every day almost is happening. And the nation is at stake. And basically, it is God that has to save America. Almighty God is the one we need to turn to. The instructions are in 2 Chronicles chapter 7. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, I will hear from heaven, forgive their sin, and heal their land. That's dependent upon God's people doing that, not the world doing that. The world is as lost as a blind mule. Honestly, the world is just lost. That is not for the world to do. That is for God's people to do. That ends up delivering a nation and ministering to the world and bringing the world into a relationship with Jesus Christ. So that is for us to do. And it is time for us to, as the church, truly do that right now. It is, because all glory goes to God. We are just vessels that the Lord fills. That's all we are. We are vessels that he fills. We are nothing without him. Ark of Grace Ministries is nothing without Almighty God. We are nothing without him, because we are moldable vessels that he fills, that are then poured out for his glory and to point people back to the Lord. People need to be pointed back to the Lord, even in wisdom with stewardship, wisdom on what to do with what God has given you, wisdom on what to purchase, what to invest in, what to do. It should all point back to the Lord. So if you're going to do that, do it unto the Lord, that you can actually be a blessing to others, and it becomes an instrument and a tool to witness to people about Almighty God and Jesus Christ. So if you're going to do that, do it unto the Lord, please, because it matters. It matters, and we should be doing it unto the Lord, and we should be bringing glory to his name, and we should always be pointing people back to him. It is a relationship with him through his son, Jesus Christ, that is going to transform their lives, that is going to make them a new creation, that is going to deliver them from the snare of the fowler. And we have to remember that. So thank you, everyone, for joining us tonight. God bless you. Keep the faith. Armor up according to Ephesians chapter 6, Psalm 91. I say it every single day. I encourage you to say it. There are other Psalms, 123, 34, 35, and 51. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, O Lord. Take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of your salvation and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Also, the Lord's Prayer. Jesus taught his disciples to pray that way, and you started with praise and thanksgiving. There is an order into coming into the court of Almighty God, and it is with praise and thanksgiving first. So get into the habit of the Lord's Prayer. Praise the Lord. Thank you, everyone. We love you. Have a wonderful rest of your evening. We will definitely be back on this week. God bless. Hello, everyone. Amanda Grace here. So, as many of you know, Dr. Mark Sherwood and Dr. Michelle Sherwood of the Functional Medical Institute are mine and Chris's doctors. And so I went to Dr. Sherwood with a problem that I was seeing, not only with what I was going through, but with what other women were going through concerning their metabolism, concerning energy, concerning their hormones. And so we put our heads together, and we are very happy now to finally be able to present to you Rapha for women. Rapha means healer in Hebrew. So it is an ode to the Lord because he is our healer. He put things in the earth that help heal us. And so Rapha is a product that was created for that. It also helps by helping with a healthy metabolism and natural hormones, as well as it helps balance fatigue. It helps with weight gain, night sweats, mood swings, blood sugar issues, and more. It is all natural. And I find more and more people are going into the natural arena in order to find solutions to issues that they're going through. So if you'd like to learn more, you can go to www.arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners to learn more about Rapha today. God bless. Hey everyone, Amanda Grace here. If you are looking for advice on financial matters, if you think gold and silver might be right for you, go to bh-pm.com today. Andrew Sorcini of Beverly Hills Precious Metals, who has been on Ark of Grace many times and loves to answer our viewer questions, is here with his team to answer all of your gold and silver needs. Whether you want to buy gold and silver, whether you have questions to see if it's right for you, whether you are looking to roll over retirement accounts, go to bh-pm.com today. And Andrew and his team will be more than happy to assist you with all of your needs. If you want to support an amazing patriot and be a blessing, go to MyPillow.com today and use promo code ARK, A-R-K, to save up to 66% or more off of all MyPillow products. They have pillows, of course, but they are so much more than pillows. They have sheets, they have slippers, they have bathrobes, they even have dog beds. And a fun fact for all of you, Noble, one of our pigs at our animal sanctuary, has indeed slept on a MyPillow dog bed. So if you want to be a blessing, you can go to MyPillow.com today and use promo code ARK. Hey everybody, Amanda Grace here. Many of you have been curious and have asked about what skincare products I use. In fact, we have had many emails come in about this, so I am happy to be able to now share this with you. This is Givaderm. It is all natural. It is food for your face. Wonderful skincare line owned and operated by believers. I love that these products are nourishing. They are free of chemicals and they are safe for not only me, but also the animals. And as you know, we have many of them running around here at the Ark. So I don't have to worry if any of them were to accidentally get into them. What goes on our skin goes into our bodies. So it's important to put on our skin what nourishes and heals. Kind of like what we should put in our soul, what nourishes and heals it, which is the word. Our bodies are temples. We have to be careful what we put on them and in them. My favorite products are Uplift and the eye cream, which I have right here. However, I use their entire line. It is amazing and it is very effective. So if you'd like to learn more or contact Givaderm, go to arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners, and you can use promo code R10 for a 10% discount.